I was just going to say, Matthew, if you're after to buy an iPad, we've been saying this for a while now. Mm. So, you know, Apple, I suppose you've been making announcements. Looks like April 20th, they'll make an announcement.
Okay.
So don't buy an iPad at the moment. And we expect to see their new tracking little devices as well come out. So it's, have you ever heard of the Tile Trackers?
Tile trackers.
No. So it's a little Bluetooth tracker you can put on your key rings or your bag or everything like that. And through an app, you can find out where it is. Mm. But with the Apple ones that are coming out, basically what you'll do is you'll put very similar. You'll put one on there, but you literally, you know, if you can't find your keys at home, you'll start waving your iPhone around and it will literally start to beep the closer you get to your device.
What if you can't find your phone?
Oh, there, well, you stuffed that, aren't you, Matthew, as well. So, you know, we'll look, but honestly, you know, wait, don't buy an iPad, at the moment. So you can yell at me if it doesn't, but it looks like if you ask Siri at the moment when the next Apple event is, Siri will tell you it's April 20th. So they haven't even announced it yet, but they're letting Siri do it, which is good.
That's excellent, isn't it? Hey, Siri.
It's going to make a light road to me now.
I know. When's the next Apple event?
You can get all the details about Apple events on apple.com.
Mm. We're getting a bit, early today, April 20th, so yes.
She's changed her tune. She knew, she's been listening, you see.
That's true.
Now, COVID-19, will it, what's this story? The COVID-19 vaccine won't connect you to the internet, the Australian government assures us. What?
Yeah, too much time on their hands. As well, so, you know, there's some myths go around, as we all know, there are a few people out there with tinfoil hats.
Yes.
As we know.
Yes.
So the health department's actually come out and said, if you get the vaccine, it won't connect you to the internet.
Right. Because, is this because microchips are meant to be in it or something?
Yeah, I suppose it. You've been watching, if you believe this, you've been watching too many X-Files and conspiracy things as well. So there is supposedly material used as part of the mRNA vaccines that are supposed to facilitate the installation of an electronic implant.
Right.
So they're saying that every time you get one, an electronic implant goes into you.
Oh, my goodness.
On there as well. They've had to come out and dispel it. I don't know why.
I followed a great meme on Twitter yesterday where somebody had the vaccine and suddenly a tattoo of Bill Gates appeared on his arm.
Right.
Have you seen that one?
I've seen that.
The responses to that were hilarious.
Honestly, people, it's not going to happen. We all need that vaccine. I understand that at the moment. But they've gone to serious. Department of Health has assured good quality information's out there. So go over to that. Don't get your health information off of Facebook.
Yeah.
It's a bit dodgy.
Yeah. Although ScoMo's copped a bit of criticism today over that.
Oh, yeah, he has to. So, yeah, to say the least, we know it's not going to go along and do that.
No, don't, indeed. Don't Google stuff willy-nilly and go off that. Contact books of Australian diplomats have been hacked. This is, they've been scammed, essentially.
They have. So if you get something that comes into your phone that says, you know, you need to go along and check all this out, you don't do it, do you, Matthew?
No.
Turns out the diplomats do.
Oh.
You know, seriously.
They're the ones that write the advice, aren't they?
Well, you'd think so. I think it's an advisor going along. So they've got WhatsApp and Telegram, which are messaging apps on there as well. So they've actually received messages on there, including Simon Birmingham. I would have thought better of him.
Hmm.
Greg Hunt. So they impersonate other individuals on WhatsApp and Telegram by using their names and personal phone numbers, and they gain access to their contact book as well. So, you know, it's a big lesson for people that, like, if you got a message, if you're on WhatsApp, are you on WhatsApp?
No.
No, neither am I. But if you were on WhatsApp, you say you got a message from me going, I need the contact details of so-and-so, you might actually just ring me up and say, did you really send that, Richard?
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't do that. So they're basically phishing attacks on there. It's exactly the same as opening rubbishy emails on there as well. They've had to have their phones confiscated and wiped on there as well. But they were asking to validate, you know, new WhatsApp and Telegram accounts on there, you know, they should know better about this, and we should expect our politicians to know. But once they clicked on a link, the hacker then had access to their contact book and they were able to impersonate them on another new account.
Huh? Wow.
It's that sophisticated. This seems to have slipped under the radar a bit as well. And they're asking for, it's obviously come from, let's say, China, yep. Because we're asking for contact details of people in Hong Kong on there. So,
right.
You know, Senator Birmingham began sending message to all his contacts on Telegram, asking, do they have a contact in Hong Kong and Aussie, preferably?
Oh.
I don't, you know, it's just, you've got to wonder, don't you?
Now, that reminds me of an alert police put out just last week, Richard, a warning after a Murraylands resident recently fell victim to a phone scam. He got a text saying the phone company was going to wipe all the phone apps off the phone, and as it was at risk of being hacked. And the message directed him to follow a link in the text, so he did. And that allowed remote access by an unknown person. At least they told him he was going to be hacked, and he was.
And he was.
But he had to follow the link to do it, and he did. And as a result, he found $5,000 had disappeared from his bank account.
We answer 98% of text messages.
Yeah.
And we've got to stop doing that sort of thing. And we've got to stop believing sometimes, the emails and the text messages that come in. But we expect more from our politicians, don't we? We really do. It's not good.
My son gets a regular text message and we've blocked every number it comes through on that says, "Hi, Muhammad." And his name's not Muhammad. So there's a hint. "Hi, Muhammad. You are $3,000 overdue on your Optus account. We're not with Optus.
Yep.
Here's the link if you want to have a look." And he knows not to click that link. And he's looked up, he's managed to find the company, which I won't mention on air, that's sending him the link. And I don't actually know if it's legit or not, and they've just got the wrong number. But
no, it's not. No. They're sending out 1,000 at a time.
I'm sure they are.
You know, it's that bulk. And they get one out there and get access to all the details, and they've made money out of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to stop doing this sort of thing and making sure that we don't click those links, that we use some intelligence. And people out there with WhatsApp, you really have to be careful on that of that app.
Why would politicians be on that? Seriously, use your text.
Well,
just SMS somebody.
WhatsApp and Telegram are encrypted. So it's about not supposedly people not seeing what they're doing as well.
But clearly it's vulnerable.
But clearly it is, you know, when you get to it. So, you know, just be really careful about that. Especially on WhatsApp, I've got to say, because it's not the first time we've heard this.
Richard Pascoe is my guest. Got any tech questions? You know the number, 8223-0000, 17 past 9 now.
It's Tuesday afternoon on Rowie's Sports Show. AFL icon and Hall of Fame legend Kevin Sheedy joins Rowie to discuss all the key AFL issues.
Thanks to BL Shipway,
a South Australian institution looking after SA's hydraulic and pneumatic needs for over 70 years.
Got a picture of your dream bathroom in your head? Then your builder or project manager saying, "We can't get that in Adelaide." Well, there's a great chance you can. Just ask for ABK Supplies, Adelaide Bathroom and Kitchen Supplies. As a local independent specialist, ABK Supplies has a massive range of brands, not just the ones your builder is stuck with. Get your dream bathroom or kitchen renovation products sooner. Ask for ABK Supplies. Go to abksupplies.com.au or see the showroom, Lower Northeast Road, opposite Dernacourt Village.
Looking for something new to do with the family? If only there was somewhere that was fast, exciting and fun that kept you entertained for days? With regional market stalls, dedicated kids zones and live music, carnival rides, fireworks, stunt riders, junior go-karts and more. Wouldn't it be great if this was all in one place over one weekend? What are you waiting for? Supercars are back at the Bend Motorsport Park, May 7 to 9 for the OTR Super Sprint. Tickets on sale now at thebend.com.au.
This commercial really should have your business name in it, because it'll be heard a lot over 2 weeks. On the way to work, dropping the kids at school and picking them up, you'll hear it on the drive home too. It's part of the 5AA branding program, designed to get your business maximum exposure for minimal bucks. And it works, because you, along with thousands of others, are hearing it right now. Visit 5AA.com.au and replace this commercial with your commercial.
With stock levels in Adelaide down by almost a third, some buyers are struggling to find their perfect property.
If you're in the market for a new home, Toop and Toop, Director of Residential Sales Bronte Manuel, can point you in the right direction.
On average, we sell more than one home a week through the Toop Vault. It's one of Australian real estate's most effective off-market tools, giving registered members VIP access to properties before they hit the open market. Given the shortage of homes for sale in Adelaide, the Vault is a great way to get a head start on other buyers. We have dozens of homes hitting the vault each month, so there's every chance you'll find a property that matches your requirements.
So if you're serious about buying right now, you should check out Toop Vault.
We're very proud of the vault, and it has been hugely popular with both buyers and sellers since we launched it in 2013.
To join Toop Vault, visit vault.toop.com.au.
Call our team at Toop & Toop. We would love to help get our vault working for you. Visit vault.toop.com.au.
Decided you need to get behind the wheel of a new Mazda? You don't have to wait for end of financial year sales. Mawson Lakes Mazda has amazing deals across the entire range of new Mazdas right now. With up to 300 cars on site, you're sure to find the model and colours you're dreaming of. Or drive away in a low-kilometre demo before the crush of end of financial year sales. Don't wait months. Get into Mawson Lakes Mazda now. Just a short drive from the city.
1395, Adelaide's 5AA. This is Matthew Pantelis.
20 past nine, Richard Pascoe, Adelaide tech guy in the studio. Richard, Father Joan on the line. We'll get to her in just a sec. Couple of quick texts. I keep getting numerous number of messages on my mobile. It says to dial 121. Why is there no normal number, like a missed call? Is it a scam or is it people I've blocked?
I think that's the Vodafone message bank number.
Okay.
As well.
So if
which
you're
lots
not...
of people would have got last week when Vodafone was off the air.
Yeah, yes. What happened there? I'm with Vodafone.
Yeah, it's a bit mysterious.
Yeah, they haven't said.
I always think it's funny when they go off or Optus go off, there's not much said about it. Telstra go off, it's like World War III.
That's right.
You know, it really is what you know, rioting in the streets.
Just about. Yeah. So, okay, but if you're not with Vodafone and you've got that message...
Don't dial it.
But if you are, it should be okay.
It should be okay. Ring up.
Julie says, why is it important to check your phone bill even though your monthly charges never change?
You probably want to go along and see sometimes who you've dialed sometimes.
Okay.
You know, just to go along and make sure there is nothing untoward that your phone might be doing. That's probably more on the Android side than the iPhone side.
Right. Okay, that's a good plan then. Good idea. Nola has sent through a photo of her phone, a message, a text she's received that says you've paid almost $2,000 against a Lenovo i9 Touch laptop, and the order number's there on the 4th of the 3rd or something, and the helpline number is this if you have a dispute. She didn't reply to that, should she?
So if she got along and dialed it, they would have said, we just need to confirm your credit card details to make sure it hadn't been. So just give me your credit card details over the phone, and that will be the end of a credit card.
Wow. Simple as that.
It's a good con.
Yeah.
It's a very good con how they do it.
So give us a ring. And if you ring, they ask for your credit card.
Yeah, no, hold Nola, we've got a credit. Are you 456487 double? No, I'm 37 blah, 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 blah on there. Oh, okay. And your expiry date is this and this.
Yeah, right. Wow. How ballsy.
Yeah.
But obviously people fall for it.
They do. One in a thousand do.
Yeah, and so that's all they need.
That's it.
Wow.
Wipe a credit card out.
Somebody has texted in, there's a new scam. You get a phone call there from Telstra. They want you to install TeamViewer on your computer or your phone for them to fix a bug. Of course, TeamViewer gives access to your device and they can control it. I told them to F off, which is good advice.
And the analogy I always use is if anybody wants to gain access to your computer, it's like when I come around to see you.
Yes.
You know, I always use the analogy, lovely to meet you, Matthew, right? But if I come around to see you and say, I need you to stand on your front lawn for an hour, we'll have a look around your house, you'd never do
would you?
Yeah,
that's right.
But people go along and let people in their computer the most personal, intimate details of their lives, and it just stuns me when they do it.
Wow, amazing. Father Jane, thanks for waiting.
Well, it's lovely to talk to you both. You know, in my bill, I always find a repetitive number. It's 8223000. And I think, I recognise that number.
I think so.
Richard, Matthew said that there was somebody coming into the studio tonight that could save us from our tech problems. I said, that's my man. That's it, Richard. So I have a little tech problem.
Don't ask him to put up a tent, though.
It's associated with messages.
Right.
I'm with, I'm with Optus, that's right.
Yeah.
I used to be a Virgin, but I'm not anymore. No fault of my own. Because they sort of went under.
Yep.
And so I get this 159 message. The first question is, even though it comes up with a number, but when I was with Virgin, if I had that number in my address book, it would leave the name of the person that left the message.
Yep.
So, but Virgin doesn't, Optus doesn't do that. So I'm always guessing who is this message from. And that's a bit dicey because sometimes I have to phone them back to see who it is and maybe I don't want to talk to them.
But you can,
right,
you can access Message Bank and say, you know, Richard Pascoe called you or Matthew called you. You wouldn't just dial them back on a missed call.
Just say that again. I could.
So you can access their message bank and say, you know, yes, say Richard's left you a message on there as well. And I say, hi, Jane, blah, blah, blah. Or Matthew's left you a message saying, hi, Jane, blah. I just, people always want to go along and redial a missed call. And for me, it's if I've missed your call, you leave me a message. Because I'm not going to dial back everybody who just rings that one number and then hangs up.
Yeah,
and I think we've got to. I think we've got to stop doing that.
I agree. And secondly, sometimes they leave you a voice message. My problem with that is when I push on the voice message, the little line goes across like it's speaking to me.
Yep.
But probably every second time, I don't get any sound, and now I've tried phone off.
Yeah,
and
it's not just it's there's a little speaker icon there, Joan.
Yep.
Right, tap the speaker. Tap it a couple of times. It does the same for me sometimes as well.
Oh, I've tapped it a couple of times, and I've turned my volume right up.
Yep.
It only comes back if I turn my phone right off and turn it on again.
Yeah, you should be able to tap that little speaker icon on there, and then suddenly for me, it always comes to life.
You think if I just a little bit more patient, I might hear the voice.
All right. That's all you've got to do.
Thank you
all right.
for your saving words, Richard. And thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Father Joan. Patience is a virtue after all.
It is.
Indeed.
Good day. Thank you for the call. John at Kensington, hello.
Hi, Matthew and Richard. How are you both?
Good, John.
What's happened last week? I had two or three of these last week, Richard, and one again yesterday. I had an SMS from NBN inviting me to, sort of tap on this and tap on that, and you could win $500.
Mm. Wow.
And
did you do it, John?
Hang on. There was a mobile number there.
Yep.
So I didn't do it on there. I tried it, and it was a non-existent number.
Yep.
So I thought, what I'll do, I'll get on to my ISP. They said, oh, whatever you do, don't.
That's he right.
Said, NBM don't, NBN do not contact you like that. They would contact us, which is Aussie Broadband.
Yep.
They will not contact you. If you'd have gone in there, they'd have asked you probably for a lot of other information and so forth. He said, you're very wise not to touch it. So I have reported it to the scam people. But
good.
But it's something I think people need to be very aware of. It looks very innocent, but it's not.
It is, and it's the lure of that dollar.
Yeah,
you know,
money's
tight at the moment for a lot of people out there. And if you can suddenly go along and say, "Well, I'm going to get $500 out of this," you know, that's the thing. Well, it might be okay, and I'll go and do it. But that's good, John. It's good that you didn't. It's great that you rang up tonight to tell people about it.
So the NBN's replaced the Nigerian prince, essentially.
Exactly right.
There we go. Good on you,
thanks,
John.
Thanks, John.
Okay, mate.
See you later on. 9:28 on 5AA. Wow. So obviously, you know, the scams, they're out there. And as you say, you know, they put out 1,000, they only need one and they've made their dosh.
Exactly right.
That's crazy. And they are. They're all so innocent.
Oh, yeah.
And they take you in.
Yes. Yeah, they really do. It's all about trying to suck you into getting your personal details out.
Yeah. An Android app that promised free Netflix, shockingly, has just... highly annoying malware. What's going on here?
So people out there during last year, so it was an Android app floating around called Flix Online. Now, if you've got it on there, you've never got free. Nobody's going to ever give you free Netflix.
Yeah.
Are they? Really? So it's an Android app that basically will go along, install what's called a worm on your Android phone.
Yeah.
So if you've got it on there, you're probably going to have to end up wiping your phone.
Wow.
Just to get rid of it. But what it did was, and again, that infected WhatsApp and would start sending out a link to every one of your WhatsApp contacts on there as well to go along and get free Netflix on with Flix Online. So, you know, you're not going to get these things for free.
Yeah.
Have a really good look when you're going to install things. I've got to say, especially on the Android side, it's getting a lot better out there, but there is still lots of crap out there as well. If you try to download Flix Online now, they've removed it from the Google Play Store, but it sat there for a few years.
Yeah.
As well, so lots of people download it. So you just got to be careful.
You know, and I think the golden rule is remember your bank your telco, I don't know who else, SA Police,
yes,
health funds, whoever, are never going to never going to send you a text message,
no,
or an email. Probably, no. they're gonna send you a letter, most likely, if somebody really needs to get in touch with you.
You know, if your Netflix account's in danger, if you watch Netflix on the TV or on your computer, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
you know, if it doesn't work, you might just have to go and reset your password, right, or make sure you paid the bill on there or something like that. If you can log on to the bank on your mobile phone as well, there is nothing wrong with your banking at all.
Yeah, that's it. Keep that in mind. And if you need to check, don't ever reply to the text you receive.
No.
Check independently.
Yeah, don't
ring your bank.
Stop and don't click those links.
That's
any text message, don't click the link.
That's the important thing. Yeah, ring independently, ring the bank, ring whoever it was that sent you and say, did you send this to me? If you're thinking, oh, I wonder, like it's not going to be real, you can almost take that to the
bank.
That's
exactly right.
But if you're in any doubt, ring whoever sent you the message.
Because 99.9% of them are all scams.
Yep. So there you go. Keep that in mind. Very important. Richard, if people want to find out what we've been talking about tonight, where can they go?
Head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au. We'll post the audio of tonight as well. That should go up in the next couple of days as well.
All right. Fantastic. Great having you in. Good you're back and glad you enjoy your trip up north.
No worries. Thanks, Matthew.
Catch you next week.